I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Every time around this year, we wonder who's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. This year's winners are actually two people who've been with us on The World. The Nobel Committee recognized both of them for their campaigns to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. Nadia Murad, who refused to stay silent about what happened to her and thousands of other Yazidi women enslaved by ISIS, and Dr. Denis Mukwege for his work treating rape survivors in the Democratic Republic of Congo. 10 years ago, my colleague Jeb Sharp went to the DRC to visit Dr. Mukwege at his hospital. We're going to hear a bit of her reporting now, but I want to warn you that this is a story with explicit descriptions of violence that are difficult to hear. Here's Jeb meeting Dr. Mukwege at Panzi Hospital in Congo.
Bonjour, Monsieur Dabre.
Dr. Denis Mukwege directs the hospital. He's a big, warm man. He grew up here, left to study medicine in France, and returned to practice gynecology. He never imagined the brutality of what he would be dealing with.
It's horrible to see what's happening to the women here. Most of these women are completely destroyed by it.
About 10 women a day are admitted to Panzi Hospital. Most are victims of rape, often brutal gang rape, rape that is often followed by mutilating attacks on women's genitals. About a third of the women who reach Panzi have injuries so severe they require surgery, often to patch up holes called fistulas that leave them incontinent. Dr. Mukwege says the atrocities he's been witnessing for years now are not the result of, for lack of a better term, ordinary rape.
Quand vous parlez de viol à New York ou à Paris, tout le monde peut vous dire ah oui, mais ici aussi.
When you talk about rape in New York or Paris, everyone can always say, yes, we have rape here too. But it's not the same thing when a woman is raped by four or five people at the same time. When a woman is raped in front of her husband and children. When a woman is not just raped, but then, after the rape, her genitals are attacked with a gun, a stick, or a bayonet. That's not what you see in New York. That's not what you see in Paris.
The most brutal rapes are blamed on the Hutu militias who fled Rwanda after the 1994 genocide. But human rights groups say virtually all the armed groups here, and there are many, have employed the tactic. Dr. Mukwege says there's no chance of stopping the sexual violence until the fighting ends.
My colleague Jeb Sharp from her 2008 profile of Congolese gynecologist Denis Mukwege, one of this year's winners of the Nobel Peace Prize. You can find her full story about Dr. Mukwege, by the way, at theworld.org/healing.